Hello, Mad Mechanical fans. Happy holidays. It's me, Nick Bottom. The rest of the Mad Mechanicals would love to be here, but, well, funny story. Haven't seen Snug in a few days. I think she's trying to buy mistletoe in bulk, and I'm not sure how well that's working out for her. Robin, she's been sitting by the fireplace, looking up the chimney, saying, "He's coming! He's coming!" I thought it was best to let her where she was. As for Thomas, well, we went out Christmas shopping, and the spirit of the season moved him, and Thomas's heart grew 3 sizes. The doctors tell me that's hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. They say he'll be fine in a few days, but, well, he couldn't be here either. In the meantime, here I am, ready and willing to give you our annual holiday greeting. And I do this in the form of a song. Daylight dawns, morning early, and the king, he's getting squirrely. He thinks that the queen other men has been seen. That's the start of Shakespeare's Winter's Tale. Though the queen, she's reviled, still and all, she's with child. So in the prison she pouts until the baby pops out. Act 2 of Will Shakespeare's Winter's Tale. In the forest someone leaves the baby, its chances of survival looking spare. And then he turns around to come and claim it, and quickly exits pursued by a bear. 16 years passes quickly. Father Time gives a soliloquy. The baby has since grown to be wooed by a prince. Act 3 of Will Shakespeare's Winter's Tale. Someone builds a statue of the dead queen. The king is sorry that she lost her life. The statue comes alive, it's somehow her now. You can cut the exposition with a knife. Later on, we'll inquire, as the globe catches fire. Was this the best way to stop Shakespeare's plays? Stop the crap like Shakespeare's Winter's Tale. Stop the crap like Shakespeare's Winter's Tale. Stop the crap like Shakespeare's Winter's Tale. Happy holidays, everybody.